So if you'd like to do some useful field work and maybe a bit less exposed than Emily's, just look outside into the garden. See any birds? Sean Dooley, known as our chief bird nerd, wants you to look this week from the 18th onwards. And he's with me now.
Well, chief bird nerd, when I went out on my deck a few weeks ago, I saw a rather strange shape. And I'm holding it in front of me now. It's a small egg. It's about a quarter the size of a normal hen's egg. And I've never heard of birds, and I get lots and lots of birds, especially galahs, turning up for a feast. Does that often happen, that it just lays an egg somewhere in the back garden or on a deck?
I'm not exactly sure, but certainly we do get reports of random eggs being found. People will contact BirdLife Australia with all sorts of odd bird questions, and occasionally we do get that. I've found an egg in the middle of the street or in the middle of my backyard with no trees nearby, so it hasn't rolled out of a nest. And we don't know whether perhaps it was stolen by a raven or a currawong and dropped and somehow didn't break when it dropped, or, as you're suggesting, perhaps they're so laden with eggs that they
get caught short.
Yeah, it pops out of the cloaca and, yes, they haven't got time to get back to the nesting hollow. I suspect that's a parrot egg,
yeah,
judging by the size, because, interestingly, the parrot eggs are often white because they're in the dark of a nesting hollow, whereas a lot of birds that nest in an open nest, they have much more spotted eggs or camouflaged eggs, presumably to avoid predators seeing them.
One of the questions which relates to the bird count is when we look in the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's been nothing really but male birds turning up. Suddenly the magpie, teenagers and females, disappeared. We haven't seen them apart from one sort of almost retired granny magpie this morning. And certainly even the king parrots usually turn up as a pair, as a couple, but now it's only males. If you do a bird count, won't you miss half the population at this time of year if that goes on?
That is a risk, I guess. At the moment, the system we have for the Aussie backyard bird count doesn't give you the opportunity to say whether you're seeing males or females or indicate breeding activity. That's on our more sophisticated monitoring database like Bird Data, you're able to do that. So yeah, I guess that is a bit of a risk that at this time of year, some of the females will be sitting on the nest and not out and about nearly as often. However, we think that this is still the best time of year to do a nationwide bird count because it is at peak bird activity. We have most of the migratory species are back, and even though some females are bunkered down nesting and not getting off the nest, there's still a lot of courtship activity and a lot more activity of birds, certainly a lot more singing at this time of year than any other time of year. So we still think that this, towards the end of October, is really the peak where we will see maximise our observer effort.
And you're including lots of young people in this, school kids indeed.
Yes, we've had over the years a really great uptake from teachers with their students. And last year we had over 1,600 schools participate in some form or another with the Aussie Backyard Bird Count. It's going to be really interesting this year to see a lot of those schools will still be in various stages of lockdown. And so we're really encouraging teachers to still connect with their students and get the students, rather than do a bird count at the school, to do it at their home. And that should give us more coverage. And while we have great support from a lot of our schools, we looking at the data that we can see of who registers to be in the bird count, only 7% of our backyard bird counters are people under the age of 18. Now, it might be that we have more than 7% involved because they're doing it with their parents and particularly their grandparents. We found that we've got a lot of feedback that grandparents are finding this a really great activity to do with their grandchildren, if they're allowed to be in the same physical space with them. But this year we're hoping that we will get more children across many more sites to be involved in the bird counts, because it's a really great way to introduce kids to nature. And because the best way to do the bird count is through the Aussie Bird Count app, so it combines the thing that kids love doing at the moment, which is using a phone and or a device and gamifying the idea of counting. So they're using the app, but at the same time, they're outdoors and connecting with nature and learning about what is in their local neighbourhood.
Are they good at spotting the species, or does the app help them with that?
Well, I found in just my personal experience with my own children and other people's kids is they're really good at finding the birds. Their ability to detect movement or something different is pretty good. And even if they don't know the name, we've designed the app to try and help the beginner bird watcher as much as possible. So there is a whole section on the app devoted to helping you nut out what the bird is that you're seeing in your backyard. And so you can go to the Find a Bird section and not only enter the details of the bird, the basics like the colour, the size and the shape, and it will give you options for birds in your area with photographs of what those birds could be. But also a new feature this year is that as you enter a bird name or as you go to look, the app throws up the top 30 birds seen in your area. So we expect that while it's great to see rare birds, most people in their gardens and local parks are going to see the same sorts of birds as the people who've surveyed there before. So that gives you a great starting point so you can scroll through the birds that are usually found in your area and most commonly found in your area.
After the big fires and various other problems that have affected wildlife, would you get a reasonable picture of bird populations, fluctuations, when you're restricting the count to the backyards?
The Aussie Backyard Bird Count, we use it as an adjunct to BirdLife Australia's regular monitoring, which is the bird data system where we have our experienced volunteers going out and doing lots of bird surveys over the years. And that actually was enormously helpful to us assessing the impact of the bushfires because we had a pre-fire survey database of where birds were occurring and we're able now to go out and survey those same areas. The interesting thing with the backyard bird count is it fills in a gap that we perhaps are missing from the regular surveying because by their nature, bird watchers are going to go out to where there are the most birds. So they're going out into the bush or into the wetlands to look for birds. And so we actually identified at BirdLife Australia through our Urban Birds program that we were missing a lot of vital information about the health, the size, the trends of our common urban birds. So this annual count where we get people who wouldn't consider themselves to be expert bird watchers to tell us what they're seeing gives us a snapshot, and it's really complementary to the work that we're doing throughout our other programs. And certainly the Aussie Backyard Bird Count gave us an indication of which birds had flocked to urban areas and gardens after the bushfires. And it's a very complex movement of species post-bushfire, but certainly we found in states like New South Wales that we did have an increase in both the reporting rates and the numbers of birds like yellow-tailed black cockatoos that were displaced by the fires and perhaps weren't able to move back into those areas because there was no food. So the information we get, it's very useful, especially when combined with our other sources of data to analyse what's going on with our birds, including our common urban birds.
Presumably you can look up if you want to join in on your website.
Yes, the easiest way to join in the fun is go to the Aussie Bird Count website, which is aussiebirdcount.org.au, or just go to your app store and download the Aussie Bird Count app, which is a free download.
And my last question, you know that this program, Science Show, has got a tremendous reputation, as I have, for name dropping. You actually went on a major bird watch with John Franson, the novelist in the news who's got a new novel just out. What was it like?
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm looking forward to reading the new novel to see whether he drops any bird references. He usually has at least one in all his novels since he's become a birder. But Jonathan's actually an incredibly dedicated and passionate birdwatcher now. A lot of so-called celebrity birdwatchers are what the English would call a robin stroker.
Thank you.
Not referring to you as, you know, just people who are all warm and fuzzy about birds, but Jonathan is the real deal. And I've now birded with him on several occasions in three continents now. And he is, you hear the term avid birdwatcher thrown about whenever someone's described as a birdwatcher, but he is definitely avid, very knowledgeable. And he also translates both his knowledge and his success as a novelist into action. He's one of the major patrons of the American Bird Conservancy, which do an incredible job of bird conservation on the ground in South America and Central America in particular.
Yes, and you went to several countries with him, did you?
Yes, we've birded in Australia, and when I was in New York, we managed to catch up and bird Central Park, which was quite an incredible experience. It was during a fall in the spring migration, and we had warblers literally dropping out of the sky and festooning the bushes around us like beautiful Christmas jewels in May. And yeah, and we've also had expeditions to India and New Zealand and New Guinea. Yeah, got to spend a lot of time with him in the field, and yeah, he is the real deal.
Sean Dooley of BirdLife Australia, also known as the Chief Bird Nerd. And the backyard count goes from the 18th to the 24th, all of this week.